This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
How's Alex Cora before the game yesterday?
Yes.
Which I find interesting. I mean, first of all, just ricochet shot at Rafael Devers, I thought again. It's like a guy who actually cares about winning.
Yeah, leave the man alone. Stop talking about him.
A guy who says all the right things in interviews. I'm like, well, who do we think Cora's actually talking about here? Which I'm all for trashing Rafi Devers. I just found it noteworthy. I also think it's interesting.
Okay.
That Cora is chatting him up pregame. He's like, what a great player. I think the quote on that video that I pulled, Nick, was like, from Nesson was Alex Cora gives Roman Anthony his flowers or something like that. It was like just this compliment soup from Cora there where he's just over the top. And then next thing we know, Roman Anthony is scratched like right before the game starts. And
what's
so was that not on his radar at all? Was it on his radar and he still went over the top and his praise for Roman Anthony? Like, what the hell was that?
I don't know.
What
I don't get it.
Yeah, what did happen?
This better not be a Cutter Crawford situation where they're like, yeah, he's hurt, not for the season. An accident happened.
An accident! Just an accident! Ask about it. Roman Anthony was in Cutter Crawford's room. It was just an accident!
Don't worry about it. There's nothing to look into on this. This happens. Like, just curious why he's not going to be playing. And he's like, oh, he's fine. He's so fine, he's going to miss at least two games.
Yeah, he's out today.
He's not playing today either.
You want to hear this is Cora after the game now. So this is Alex Cora last night. What did he have to say about Roman Anthony and the situation?
Roman.
Tight back.
So, tight back. Think you'll play tomorrow?
No, I'll stay away from him tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
IL is not a possibility.
No, he'll be okay to play tomorrow, but, you know, he took today, I'll give him tomorrow too.
No MRI or anything?
No.
Okay, so no MRI.
He's fine. I mean, he's not going to play.
He could play today.
He's not going to play in the game.
We're not going to play him,
yeah,
but he's fine.
He could play tomorrow, but he's not going to. Okay.
I don't know.
Tight back.
Isn't that what he said with Chapman, too, when Chapman had a tight back, and then he pitched the next night?
Oh, I don't think he pitched the next night. Because remember,
he missed the game, and they lost it, right?
Yeah, they had to go without Kala. Remember, Whitlock was puking all over the place, and then they had to stay away from Chapman. But to Nick's point,
that was the Twins game that they lost. Right?
Yeah,
Chapman didn't pitch in that one.
But
I think.
To Nick's point, he did. Chapman came back pretty quick, and they were pretty honest about that.
Yep. All right. Hopefully, it's the same thing.
Our pal Matt tweeted in earlier in the show. He said, "When I was 21, I was throwing my back out all the time from the sex having."
Yeah, sure.
He says, "My back is fine now."
Sick brag, bro.
So maybe that's what's going on.
Yeah, could be.
21 years old with a tight back. I don't love that.
No,
and now now he's going to miss two games. So it's not nothing. I mean, obviously they're like take an extra day.
Yeah.
I don't love it. Well, before we fully weigh in on this, let's hear from Roman Anthony after the game. Let's see if he makes us feel any better. Here's Roman Anthony last night.
When did you feel it? What happened? Sort of take us through.
Coming out.
Yeah. First of all, credit to Willie for having my back there and coming in and doing what he did. So I'll start off by saying that. But yeah. Came out to the line, everything felt normal all day, and felt something as I was stretching on the line, and just figured we'd be cautious with it, and just was super uncomfortable, and relayed that quickly, and just decided we were going to shut it down.
Had there been anything in recent days, anything leading up to this?
No, it was super sudden.
He would keep you out tomorrow, but you think you'd be fine by Wednesday?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, I'll get with the training staff and figure that out. But already definitely trending in the right direction and feeling better than where it was at earlier. So, you know, I'll get with them, like I said, and figure that out.
Okay. So well, hang on. Whoa. Well, yeah, it was a very...
Just tell us about how you hurt yourself. just tell us real quick about how...
Okay, but, hang on. So it's nothing, but they had to scratch him last night. He's out again today, and Roman Anthony's going to huddle with the trainers about how much time he's going to miss?
He said it, seriously hurt, right? Is that what the words were?
Yeah. And then
he, he felt fine. Then he hurt himself stretching?
Yep.
That's what it sounds like?
I'm sure that's going to happen to Will Campbell one of these days. He's going to get all the way to, I can't get all the way to my tippy toes.
No, we just saw 90 guys out there stretching. To my eyes, nobody got hurt during the stretching period for the Patriots, but that's what it sounds like. He was there, went out to the line, started stretching, hurt himself, super hurt, and then now he's going to go talk to the trainers, but it's trending in the right direction. Well, based on what? You didn't play yesterday. You're not going to play tomorrow.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Look, I genuinely don't know what's going on. I just you can't a back injury to a 21-year-old.
Yeah,
I would say not ideal.
No, it's not.
I would say Roman Anthony. I know they scored 8 runs last night, and the offense has been rolling. I mean, he's woken up and joined the team and been their best hitter overnight.
Right.
So, I mean, that would be, we all understand that would be a significant loss. I'm not telling you he's going to be out for a lot of time. But it wasn't on my radar
that
he was going
to. Curious.
It wasn't on my radar he was going to miss the game. Now he's missing the game again today.
Well, he was in the lineup. He was in the original lineup, so they obviously wanted him in there.
Going on and on and on about how great he is before the game, and then this pops up.
I know.
Now he's missing today, and Roman Anthony, by the way, didn't say he was asked about being back Wednesday. He didn't say yes. So, if it's nothing, why is he potentially missing a whole series against the Royals?
I don't know.
And I don't mean to freak out about what could potentially be nothing, but until he's back out there, I'm not going to feel great about it. He's their best hitter. And this does, Keith, go back to, and maybe we were dabbling in some of this talking about the Patriots, too. It's like, oh, yeah, trade Ramondre Stevenson. Trade Kyle Duggar. You're talking about depth. I mean, Breslow got none of that for the offense. And
no sticks.
Not that you're going to replace Roman Anthony. But part of the reason you go get another bat or fortify the roster is in case of injury.
Yep.
You're not going to replace Anthony, but it's another way to illustrate how they missed and didn't do enough at the deadline.
Well, and this is why trading Duran for prospects, we said, was the single dumbest possible thing they ever could have done. And they didn't do that. So, all right, at least they didn't do that. They stepped over the low bar. I also wouldn't be surprised. They have another Thursday off day. They have a ton of Thursday off days throughout the year. Wouldn't you, the way things are going, wouldn't you also sit him Wednesday and then he gets the day Thursday and then hopefully he's back for the San Diego series? I mean, that's probably what's going to happen, but we'll see.
Don't tell me. I already see. I see our guy Ray on Twitter, at Jones and Keefe, at Keefe21.
He's an active
at
tweeter.
Jones, W-E-E-I. Jones, to type back, relax. You sound like a moron. Twitch chat. Let's see. Jones
gotta
is
be pro.
Freaking out over nothing.
They
calm down,
pro,
Jones.
We're talking
you're
about,
God. Oh. Holy effing Christ. go ahead and tell me it's nothing.
That's fine.
Do you miss a series for nothing?
Typically, no.
Yeah, okay.
Typically, no, especially when you're already down a guy. We haven't really spent much time at all because of the timing of it, and we've been at camp and everything. But Marcelo Meyer, our guy,
Sounds like he's done for the friend of the show. Great.
No, but not only that. It seems like every year he's done for the season.
Yeah,
it seems
true.
Like every year there's something. Oh, and some of it's bad luck.
The one thing that got a little contentious when we sat down with Marcelo Meyer, other than being very late to the interview, is when I said, you haven't played in, I forget the amount of games, you've never played X amount of games.
Shouldn't have said that to him. You shouldn't have said that to him.
Is that something you want to work on? He's like, I think you know the answer to that. Remember that? Remember? He's like, I think
and then
you
he
know
choked
the answer.
And then he took his big bear mitts and choked
him. I mean, he easily could have.
Oh, he could have murdered you with his bear hand.
I mean, that's fair. That's question with him, yeah.
It's like, more so than Roman Anthony. We'll see where this back tightness thing leads to, and hopefully he's back in the lineup tomorrow. We forget all about it.
He's their best hitter, and he's out of the lineup, and it's a back injury.
Yeah.
Issue. Not injury. Issue. So, if you're saying I'm freaking out about nothing,
what
fine.
What do you say? It's when seriously hurt? Nick, can you fire that up again just, in the middle there? Not after the sexual questions that they were asking him, but he said something about, when it hurt. He's like, oh, it's super hurt or whatever he said.
Yeah.
It seriously hurt.
It's just, it doesn't sound like nothing to me. Yeah. Guys might get a night off for nothing.
Yeah.
you don't miss two straight games. And then, he was asked directly, are you going to be back Wednesday? And he's like, yeah, let me huddle up with the trainers and get back to you on that. So I don't tell me it's nothing. It's not nothing. Yeah. He might be back soon, but it's not nothing. Anyway, we can get to that when we isolated. Similar topic. And this one I am not concerned about.
Okay.
We haven't talked a lot about it, but.
Concern meter, 1 to 100.
Garrett Crochet has been bumped to tonight. He's going to pitch tonight.
Yeah.
Do you have any concerns about the way they're managing that? Like, is that a red flag with his workload?
No, because I think tonight, depending on how deep he goes into the game, he might set a personal record for most innings pitched. And we still have a couple of months left and hopefully a playoff run. So I think it's smart. And I think I look at it this way. If you're gonna bump him, give him a couple extra days, I would rather that and have him go, let him go 6-7 innings tonight, rather than we're gonna keep you every fifth day, but we're gonna take you out after the fifth.
We're gonna pull you against the bats like they did.
When you don't know what's coming, and we're gonna take you out of the fifth because you have 85 pitches. I think this is smarter, and maybe we'd feel a little bit differently if they were two games out of a playoff spot instead of two games up. And you're like, hey, you're going to like basically miss a starter or two of his by the end of the year. But I think doing it this way, I actually kind of like it. I think it's smart. Pitchers are so incredibly fragile. There's no perfect way to do it. But at this point, he's never thrown this many innings in his life. So to sort of space it out a little bit more, I think is probably the best strategy.
Yeah, and look, if they got swept by the Astros, maybe I'd feel differently.
Right.
I felt like they could have used him against Houston going into that series. They obviously didn't need him. They pitched very well outside of the Buehler start, I guess, in the middle. So they didn't need him in any of those games. I think giving him days here and there, I would agree, is smart. But are they giving him days because they're just managing the overall workload, or are they giving him days because they're seeing signs of him wearing down?
True.
I don't know the answer, but honestly, like, people think I'm freaking out about the Roman Anthony one. I might be. Maybe I'm ignoring this one, but I'm not overly concerned about the Crochet one either. It's why we haven't really talked about it a ton since the news came down last week. I'm really not that concerned.
And we've seen it before because he pitched prior to the All-Star break. He himself was like, I'm not going to pitch in the All-Star game. And then they brought him back that Sunday. He didn't even start the first game out of the shoot. In fact, it was their first win, right? They lost back-to-back games to the Cubs. Then he pitched that Sunday game. And so then from there, they've used him this way. So I really have no problem with it. I think it's smart.
I think if you can get a couple extra days out of him here and there, not lose a million games in the meantime, which they have not.
No, they are rolling.
No, I mean, they are. And so if the team is reeling and you're skipping starts, I don't like that as much. When you're playing lights out baseball, maybe you can afford that. And if you're going to manage him properly for the postseason, and the Red Sox used to do this all the time. I mean, you can go back to Beckett and Lester and guys like that. Around the All-Star break in particular, they would find extra days, which they did with Crochet, to rest him up. And so to me, no, I'm not overly concerned about that one. If he starts to show signs of wearing down, we've seen none of that.
Mm-hmm.
If he starts to show signs on the field of wearing down, well, then we'll start to highlight it and second guess it. But in the meantime, I'm not overly concerned about that. Unlike Roman Anthony, which tell me when he's back out there and let me know. Do you have that, Nick, about him talking about specifically what he felt when he was stretching out there?
Super uncomfortable and
there it is.
Relayed that quickly and just decided we were going to shut it down.
Okay. Super uncomfortable.
Super uncomfortable. They shut it down, but it's nothing.
Super uncomfortable. I hurt myself stretching.
It's a back.
Yeah.
Which is
high back.
You know,
not great.
It's not great at all.
Not great.
Again, this might be not. He might be back by Wednesday for all we know. He didn't answer that directly when he's asked about it.
Back better than ever for all we know.
Or he might not be. Might miss the whole Royals series.
Yeah.
And again, we're talking about a guy who woke up
right.
And was all of a sudden the team's best hitter, and he's been awesome. We all agree that'd be a significant loss, right? So don't tell me it's nothing. 617-779-7937. You can climb aboard here on Jones and Keefe. We got a Kiefer Madness for you at 1245. Tommy Curran going to break down today's walkthrough for the Patriots in advance of tomorrow's joint practices with the Washington Commanders. We got a preseason game at Gillette on Friday night. I was walking through to the restroom there, Keefe. What I think is a social experiment going on with all the big
brag,
thank you.
Bro.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Had the Patriots and Commanders stuff all in the stadium, but as I was walking down there past the social experiment for the, I think the media, I think they're testing us to walk past free can. It's like
is it free?
Well, I think so.
Okay,
it's like
you had some.
No, I'm worried. It's a large social experiment.
I had
seeing
one
who's passed
cup.
And failed.
I
have
a Reese's cup.
I haven't had one. It's like on Halloween,
yeah,
where people don't put a sign like "Take One" on there.
But
it's just a
system.
Giant bucket of candy for us heathens in the media. I feel like they're like taking tabs on who's
it
breaking
might be.
Down, who's just grabbing fistfuls of candy and who isn't.
Oh, I've failed miserably.
Yeah, Billy's lost.
Yeah, no, I'll fall in that grenade. I have failed miserably.
If there's winners and losers in this exercise,
the problem is.
Oh, I look at it longingly every time I walk
right,
by, though. Yeah,
right next to where the water's up.
Oh, it's right there.
Right.
It's impossible for a fat guy to walk by and not get something.
What do you eye the most over there? They have a good selection.
Oh, they got Crackles, Reese's,
Twix.
Lots of good.
I mean, everything
stuff
looks good. Everything's good in there, but those are my two go-to.
Now, if you're confused about how we would tear off all those candies in there, well, we've already done that. Go seek those out on the Odyssey app. That's old news. Audacy. Get it on your phone. Free, easy.
Probably find it on our Instagram too.
Oh,
scroll
for
through
sure.
At Jones and Keefe on Instagram.
Another good place to find that. We're gonna tear off ice cream flavors. Something new here today.
Yes.
On a Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keefe. We are live, by the way, at Gillette Stadium on WEEI. Presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Let's get to those tiers coming up right after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Trending with Billy Laney. Day 11, Patriots training camp in the books. Patriots players already walking over to talk to the media. That's Duggar down there, right?
Yeah, Kyle Duggar, our guest coming up at 1 o'clock. Tommy Kern, part of the scrum there. So he'll have some info on what Kyle Duggar is telling people right now.
You getting cut, Kyle? Is that what they're asking about right now?
Perhaps.
You getting cut? Is that what we're seeing? They've already concluded here on what was a very light day. Tomorrow will be busy. Joint practices with the Commanders on day 12. Jones and Keefe here. As we have been throughout training camp. Tier Tuesday,
yes.
Brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We figured today, Keith, we would tear off ice cream flavors. It's the summer. We've all been eating too much ice cream, I'm sure. So what do we have today for tiers?
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. So we're going to have a ton of flavors. I can't imagine it's all of them, but it's a lot of the popular ones. And I figure we have five tiers. Really separate these bad boys.
Okay.
And we're going to simply just go by the number of scoops, because almost no ice cream is bad ice cream. So we're going to separate it as top tier, four scoops.
Oh, I'm going to eat four scoops.
Four scoops. Yeah, give me four scoops of that.
Okay.
Three scoops.
Yeah.
Three.
followed by two scoops.
Two.
Oh, one scoop.
One.
And then who knows? Maybe we'll find something that would be no scoops.
Okay. God, mean- awful.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, there it is.
All right, so let's just throw out some, and then we'll put
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Yeah. Those are the tiers. Well, that's pretty easy.
Pretty easy, pretty straightforward. And then Terp will put up a graphic at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram if you're a visual learner, and you can let us know how you feel about these tiers. So once again, Billy will throw them out there. We'll try to tier them. You and I, if we agree, that's where they go, and then Billy can be the tiebreaker after that.
Well, you just heard the crowd here at Patriots. They're very excited for these tiers.
They heard tiers. Like, oh, yeah, ice cream!
They're very excited.
Let's
for
hear it.
With a big cheer there. All right, what's first up here, Bill?
Vanilla.
Okay, now I...
Two scoops?
Oh, wow, you're lower than me. Yeah. I thought right out of the chute we were going to go maybe too high with some of these. I would say three.
So here's my thought on vanilla. I don't think I'll ever order it. Now, I guess there's a difference between like soft served and like regular hard ice cream.
Soft serve vanilla is nice.
Soft serve, so I guess that's different. Are we doing hard ice cream? Is this a hard list or soft? So I want
to
know.
I like to think about it as a soft list that can always go hard. that's how I like to think about
like,
it.
Like, trust me, I will eat vanilla ice cream every day of the week.
Yeah, two scoops means you're eating it. I'd say
but if
three.
there's like 10 flavors on the board, I don't know if I'd ever just order vanilla.
Right. Like, I might buy it for the home, but if I'm going somewhere for ice cream, is that what I'm ordering? Probably not, but it's good.
All right.
And we're doing this as in just straight up, no bells, no whistles.
There's no toppings.
No toppings, just ice cream and a couple of cones.
I say three. Keith says two. Billy, what do you say?
I'm going three.
Okay.
Three.
I have no problem with that.
About
three.
That?
Right.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Next up, chocolate.
So I would say four or three.
So I would say the same.
So chocolate's fantastic. Chocolate to me.
I would say chocolate and vanilla, same.
Same.
Same tier. Yeah.
Chocolate greater than vanilla.
Maybe.
I think chocolate, you're more likely to eat by itself than vanilla. You're like, all right, let's put some peanut butter on there.
They're
like,
just so traditional and basic that I would have them on the same
tier.
But
a good chocolate ice cream is better than a good vanilla ice cream.
You say, I beg to differ. You say four, I say three, Billy.
Three.
Okay. Oh, all right. Wow. We're in the same tier. All right. Fine.
Me and Billy locked in so far.
Strawberry.
Like, no scoops. It's not my favorite at all. It's little CC Beans. It's one of her favorite flavors. So I end up eating like half of her strawberry ice cream. And I look at her. I'm like, can you please
order anything?
Order
else.
Something else.
I'm with you. No scoops.
No scoops. Awful.
Yeah,
strawberry stinks.
We don't need this. Yeah, I mean, unless you're a 7-year-old like Lucas, strawberry not my favorite. Although they're very picky about their strawberry. Does she like actual strawberry in her strawberry ice cream? Lucas will throw that out. If it's strawberry ice cream with real strawberries, he's like, Dad, I didn't want this.
End up with a bowl of just frozen strawberries at the bottom.
She'll eat either one.
Bad news for Lucas. RFK is trying to outlaw that. Just strawberry flavored ice cream. He's trying to outlaw that. He doesn't want the real strawberries in there.
Yeah,
which I'll end up having to eat that. Don't want it.
Yeah, no, I don't want it either.
Put it in the garbage. Put it in the garbage. Trash. Yep.
Cookies and cream.
All right, now this one to me is my first four scooper. I love cookies.
Cookies and cream, four scoops?
Love cookies.
Oh, Billy's
and cream.
Nodding. All right, so that's where it'll four. Go.
What would you vote?
I probably would have said three. Okay. Again, I'm not ordering it a lot, but it is very good.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Chocolate chip.
Oh, regular chocolate chip?
Regular chocolate chip.
One or two?
Regular chocolate chip.
Two?
The chips do get stuck in your teeth pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not really trying.
It's better than a one, though, so I think that'd be a two.
Okay.
That'd be a two.
Like,
two.
I would rather eat regular vanilla ice cream than chocolate chip ice cream. The chocolate chips somehow drag it down.
Yeah, because sometimes you get it's like packed, where it's like there's barely any ice cream. It's just chocolate chips.
Yeah, now if I...
Yeah, I got you on that.
I don't like the chocolate chip ice cream. Yeah. I might go and get some chocolate chips sprinkled on top of my vanilla. I feel like that's better than chocolate chip ice cream.
Because then you have
to
bite into the chips, and if you have sensitive teeth, it's a nightmare.
I feel like they skimp on the chips, too.
Sometimes.
I feel like when you get like a chocolate chip ice cream...
Oh, you need to order Chip Lovers.
Maybe that's chocolate what I got to do. Oh, is that coming up on here?
No, I don't think so.
All right, so where do we settle? Two?
Two. Two scoops for chocolate chip.
Two scoops on choco chip. Okay, thank you, Mike.
Butter pecan.
Oh, I mean, for me, maybe trash. One?
No scoops?
Yeah.
I'm not ordering this.
Okay.
Every place has it.
Awful.
Yeah. Every place has it. I'm out on
Maybe
that.
I got to order it next time I go just to refresh my taste buds on
Butter pecan?
Yeah, I think I'm out. So we're going no scoops?
I'm going no scoops.
All right, no scoop it.
Yeah.
Right. Chuck that in the garbage.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Four. I would say four.
Four.
Chocolate chip cookie. See, I don't love chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah.
But with the cookie dough in there, I agree. Four scoops.
Cookie dough.
Tremendous.
Awesome.
Billy, you agree
Never
with that?
Enough cookie dough.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't argue that.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I love it.
Okay, I'd eat a lot of that.
Mint chocolate chip.
So mint chocolate chip has to be above regular
Greater than chocolate chip, but it can't be a top tier one. So you'd put it on with vanilla and chocolate as a three scooper.
See, now that feels too high.
Maybe it's too high. Maybe it does belong on the same tier as chocolate chip. Maybe chocolate chip needs to go down. I don't know if we can retroactively.
Locked.
We can't
it's
do that?
Locked.
I think chocolate chip's good. You think mint's there? I know we're not going to rank within the tiers. If you were to rank within the tiers, you'd put it greater than.
But it probably deserves the same tier.
Okay. Probably on the same tier.
That's, a good point. Yeah. Mint chocolate chip.
Now, do you
the
like a mint
tier.
Chocolate chip where the ice cream's green, or do you like it where the ice cream's white but they still have a minty flavor?
Do they make a mint chocolate chip where the ice cream isn't green?
Come on, dude.
I don't want that.
Have an ice cream one time, would you?
Indulge. You ever had ice cream?
Indulge once in your life.
I guess I'm a... Wait, but isn't the green indulging? I feel like I am indulging. I feel like you guys are the ones not indulging.
If some people, maybe they're thrown off by it. Maybe some people prefer it. They're like, it's not mint unless it's green.
No, I want everybody around me to know I'm eating mint.
Hey, guys, fresh breath over here. I'm eating mint ice cream.
All right, so that's, what we say, two scoops?
Two scoops.
Two.
Might be low.
I just think we were too high on chocolate chip originally.
Okay.
That's what I think.
But, all right.
Okay, let's keep going.
Rocky Road.
This for me personally is a zero. I wouldn't eat this.
I would not eat this as well.
I don't like Rocky Road.
That's a no-go.
Awful.
What's in Rocky Road?
Almonds. I think it's chocolate.
Isn't it like raisins and stuff?
No.
Is that not it?
No, I think Rocky Road is, I think, is almonds and marshmallows.
All right. It's a chocolate-based ice cream flavor containing marshmallows and nuts, most commonly almonds.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, Billy nailed it.
I want nothing with marshmallow in it.
I'm not a big marshmallow guy either.
Okay.
So marshmallow, nuts, and chocolate ice cream.
We're saying zero scoops. That's where it's going to be. But, Billy, if you had to say, is zero okay? Or are you
like it? Okay. No, I'm just a tiebreaker. But yeah. I would put Rocky Road at like a two or possibly three scoop.
Wow.
Okay, Billy's liking it. Billy's upset.
No, I like it.
Nana's and Billy everywhere are upset that Rocky Road has been left off the list. I'm not trying to eat
I'm just here to break ties.
Okay.
Yep. Chocolate peanut butter.
That's a four scoop.
That's got to be up there.
Anything with peanut butter in it? Yeah, you could. I don't even think it needs to be ice cream. Just anything with peanut butter.
Yeah,
I'm putting it at four.
That's true.
Coffee ice cream.
Four. I love coffee ice cream. So, it's probably the one I order the most.
So I also love it.
Love it.
But I think it needs to be with vanilla and chocolate on the three scoops.
No, it's better than those. It's better than those. It's a great frap,
maybe
too.
I would rank it on the tier ahead of it, but it needs to be on the same tier, I would argue. I'll say three. You say four, Billy?
Billy?
Just because there's something else on here, similar kind of. I'm going to put this one at three.
Me and Billy are
You guys have the same palate.
Outside of Rocky Road, me and Billy are one and the same.
Because further down the road, I think there's a coffee-based one that's better than that.
Oh,
okay. I'm talking about.
Nice. I like that.
I like them both.
I like that, Billy. Three is where it sits. Okay.
Pistachio.
I'll see you in the garbage.
God,
so I think
awful.
It's also green, right? Yep. Some people like green. Does it crack a one scoop? Or are you going, no? I wouldn't order it, but like I think I would rather CC order this than strawberry. I'd rather be stuck with a leftover pistachio than a leftover strawberry. You're thinking still zero? I mean, I'm not gonna.
Let's pop it on one.
Pop it on one?
Let's pop it on one.
Okay.
Or else we're probably going to end up with a blank tier.
No, I don't think so.
That's where chocolate or
all right. I got a couple coming up that I think it might be one scoop.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cherry.
Like, who's getting a cherry ice cream?
Well, it's trash. Yeah.
God,
oh, trash.
Awful.
All right, let's trash it.
So what if there was, just throwing this out there, there's a cherry chocolate chip. It's not on the list.
Oh, cherry chocolate chip would be better.
Would it be better?
It would be better.
That might work its way up to a one.
But fine, yeah.
But yeah, by itself, that's a zero.
It would be in the chip tier. Look at chocolate chip and mint chocolate chip are both the two scoopers.
No, but it would have to be below that.
Yeah,
it would be a one. That would be a one scooper, yeah.
All right, peach.
I mean,
God,
same kind of thing.
Awful.
Is there a negative number? Who would order peach?
Is that ice cream or like a sorbet?
Thank you.
I don't even know.
Like a froyo? A sorbet? Yeah, I don't want that.
Because I feel like fruit doesn't translate well to ice cream.
A sherbet? Sherbet? How do you say that word? Sherbet?
Sherbet. Oh, that's like the pitcher for the Royals tonight.
Yeah, that's like a sherbet. I don't want that. Sherbert?
Sherbert.
Sherbert.
I don't know if that's
Ernie and Bert.
Griffin's been here for 3 weeks. That's the first time he said it.
I thought it was
drop.
That is Sherbert. You're right.
Like, how does Nick have a Sherbert drop?
It is Sherbert. Okay.
Sherbert.
Well, look.
What do you think? It's Chabert? Lacey Chabert, the actress?
Look, when Griffin speaks, you got to pay attention.
Yeah, right.
He nailed that. Sherbert. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Blue Moon.
What is that?
I don't know.
A beer.
Oh, Blue Moon is a beer. CC also used to get this one. Yeah, no, it's...
CC goes to the ice cream and orders a Blue Moon?
She has.
Okay.
And I'm like, listen, she likes it.
Yeah. What is it?
Blue Moon is a bright-colored ice cream primarily found in the upper Midwest, particularly Wisconsin and Michigan. While its exact flavor is a mystery and varies based on individual perceptions, it's often described as a combination of almond, vanilla, and citrus notes.
It's like pink cocaine. No one knows what's in it.
Hold on. True.
Yeah.
Some even comparing it to Fruit Loops.
Oh, I don't mind that.
So it's like, it's not bad. I would much rather her get this, which she used to, over strawberry. I wouldn't go.
Well, my initial reaction, before you said Fruit Loops, my initial reaction was zero. Maybe one?
I certainly wouldn't go two. I think one. I think one. Separate it from the trash one.
Okay.
It's better than that.
Okay.
Okay.
Good, good, good.
Yep.
Cake batter.
Ooh, I like cake.
Four.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Okay, good.
I love cake batter ice cream.
I like a cake batter ice cream.
Okay.
All right, Francesca agrees. Four.
Brownie batter.
Four.
Four.
Four's fantastic. Yes, because it's like chocolate, but better. So chocolate's three. This is even better than that. And sometimes you get like chunks of real brownie in there.
Okay, let's go four.
Yeah.
Okay, four. Let's go four. I've been talked into it.
Okay.
Coffee Oreo.
Four. That's
four.
A four.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, and this is why coffee needed to be three scoops by itself. Coffee Oreo bumps it up.
Coffee Oreo's outrageous.
Yeah, that's a four scooper right there.
Black raspberry.
All right, so hold on. I just said fruit ice cream usually isn't very good.
Yeah,
I do really like black raspberry.
Well, let me tell you, after my experience this weekend, Keith, I was on the Cape Breg.
Wow.
And we went for ice cream, and my friend that I was with swore by the blackberry ice cream. And I'm like, maybe.
Blackberry?
I'm sorry, black raspberry ice cream. I'm like, maybe I need to give black raspberry another shot. I would have said zero right up until this weekend.
I think it's borderline four. I think three, it probably fits the vanilla chocolate coffee ice cream.
Now this is.
Am I doing too much?
I think you're doing. I'm going to say.
Back me up on this.
I'm going to say two just on the.
Two.
Just the word of mouth. I think that's high.
Three.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, so I've been outvoted.
It's great. It's a really good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, salted caramel.
I like a salted caramel. It's not four.
Two?
Yeah, two is probably about right.
Two.
That's a good ice cream. Not a great ice cream.
I feel like it's on the board a lot, and I don't really get it.
Okay.
You know, like you see it, especially some of these places that have like 40 flavors. It's always on there.
Yeah, refresh my mind. Where did we put the butter pecan or whatever? Where did we put that?
Butter pecan I think was no zero?
God, awful. Right.
This is better than that. Let's go two. Let's go two.
All right.
What's the obsession with salt and caramel?
I don't know. But some of those ones that you get in like a cup, some of those ones, not in a cup, but like not at an ice cream place, but like in a freezer section that's like a pint.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, those are yeah, that's a good point.
Those are
salted caramel in that setting is true. Yeah.
All right, final one, bubblegum.
Trash.
Okay.
God awful.
What?
Bubblegum ice cream?
What's in bubblegum ice cream? Is it just a bubblegum flavor?
It's like a screwball.
But is there actual bubblegum in it? Because that sounds terrible.
I think some of them do. Yeah, no, I think some of them do.
Yeah, let's go zero on that.
Bubblegum ice cream now, is...
What was the ice cream you would get that was shaped like a glove with the little bubblegum right in the center of it as the baseball? What was that?
Oh, that was just one of those garbage ones that kids love.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, but I like that as a child. What is that bubblegum ice cream, or is that just a bubblegum on top of it?
Right, but those, I think, are also like sherbet.
It does.
I have a pronunciation on that, by the way.
What is it?
Sherbet.
Sherbet. Thank you.
Sherbet.
Bubblegum, by the way, does feature pieces of bubblegum in the ice cream.
Gross.
Which then is that, like
then
nuts.
That, throw that. Yeah. Okay. Put that down there with everything else.
So you're talking like ice cream truck?
Yeah.
Ice cream truck, you would get the screwball.
Oh, and it's
like
at the bottom.
Cone shaped, and there's just one lone gumball at the bottom.
This is like a pink ice cream that almost, instead of like chocolate chips, it's like pieces of gum.
Which glitz.
Oh, that's trash. Yeah, get that out of my face. Yeah,
so a few ice cream flavors I didn't include on this list because I feel like they're more... They're harder to find, but like I like a pumpkin ice cream. I like a ginger ice cream.
Ugh.
Yeah, they're not on the list.
Yeah,
though.
God, those are awful. Yeah.
They're both great.
We need it.
What else am I missing?
I was confusing when I said Rocky Road had raisins in it. I was thinking rum raisin.
Rum
raisin, which I would also throw in the garbage.
Yeah, rum raisin.
That's at least one that crossed my mind while we were doing it.
Yeah.
I
think we hit most of the big ones.
I think we did.
Yeah. Okay.
We didn't hit any specific. Who said Moose Tracks? Like we didn't sit.
Oh no,
or hit any, like
that.
Specific like brands. It is nice. Moose Tracks is nice.
Nick likes a Moose Track.
We didn't hit any of that.
A Moose Track.
That's fine.
Well, where did we start?
All right. So this is what we came down with: four scoops, top tier, cookies and cream, cookie dough, chocolate peanut butter, cake batter, brownie batter, coffee Oreo.
Show me somebody who's going to argue with that tier. That is the most perfect tier we've ever done.
Put it on the internet. You'll find plenty.
Three scoops probably all would have been four scoops if there wasn't more invention and creativity in
ice cream. Yeah. If this were 1950, these are four scoopers.
Yep. Vanilla, chocolate, coffee, black raspberry.
Those are good.
Great.
Basic bitch. Yep. Straightforward ice creams, but they're good.
I would have no problem with all those. Yep. Two scoops, chocolate chip, mint chocolate chip, and salted caramel.
I still regret chocolate chip at two, but okay.
Okay. One scoop, pistachio, and blue moon.
Yeah.
A couple of wild cards there.
Yep. I mean, those are not – you're very suspect of anybody who orders those.
Yeah.
But not as suspect as this next tier.
I feel like pistachio, you have to be like over 75. And for Blue Moon, you have to be like under 5. It's sort of the range on those
right,
two.
Right. You got to be at a demo for that ice cream,
And then no scoops – This could be controversial. We'll see. I bet we get most feedback on this. No scoops, strawberry.
Trash.
Butter pecan, trash. Rocky Road, trash, cherry trash, peach, trash, and bubblegum.
Ugh.
God, awful.
That might be our next best tier. We nailed the four scoops and the zero.
Yep. Agreed.
In between, I would understand some debate.
Yeah.
There should be no debate at four scoops and zero scoops.
All right. Chris Scheim weighing in.
Oh, great.
He says coffee Oreo should have its own tier. And he goes, I know you guys seem to hate marshmallow, but s'mores ice cream is a three scooper.
Get out
so he's adding one now.
S'mores. That's Rocky Road is apparently what that is.
I guess.
Okay, well, those are the ice cream tiers. I'm sure they'll get very...
I already like Count Chocula in my ice cream. That's not what I'm trying to do.
Little controversy. at Jones.
Well, we'll do cereals another time.
Yeah,
Don't worry.
That's a great call. We should do cereals. Have we not done cereals, actually?
Well, we can do it next week.
Okay, at Jones and Keith. Keep an eye on those shortly on Twitter and Instagram. I'm sure none of you have a problem with those. We'll wrap up all our takeaways.
Perfect again.
From day 11 at Patriots training camp. A light one here today. That's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Up next, Jones and Keefe live at Patriots training camp, day 11 in the books. We'll give you some takeaways coming up here momentarily. Meanwhile, the tiers are going up shortly. They're up at Jones and Keefe. They're up.
How about that?
Good work by Terp all over it.
Terp God works, awful. No, he just said, just kidding.
So check those out at Jones and Keefe.
Efforting.
He said we're efforting.
He's efforting.
Oh, my mistake.
He nodded and then he said, and then he shook his head afterwards.
He gave me the old,
goes, wait a second.
The old, stick and move is what he gave me there. So we're looking at a few, submissions for ice cream flavors.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, it's not every single ice cream flavor ever made, but
Kyle just sent peanut butter Oreo is something I would try.
Yeah, of course you would try peanut butter Oreo.
Yeah, four.
That's a four scooper.
Zapphire? on Twitter says, try this peaches and cream ice cream. It says it will change your life.
No.
I'm sure it would. It would change it for the worse.
Awful.
For the, yeah, the
peaches
problem is,
and cream.
It would change my life. It would just change it for the worse. Like,
you
I would,
got the peaches. I got the cream.
I'm not trying to eat that.
No, thank you, sir. You could save that one.
But so those will be up shortly at Jones and Keith on Twitter and Instagram. A few takeaways here today, Keith, from day 11, which was very light in the walkthrough department.
No helmets.
No. And again, Greg Bedard took issue with this earlier today. He says, show me, find something you love as much as Mike Vrabel loves training camp walkthroughs.
For me, it's coffee ice cream.
The third in 11 practices. So Bedard thinks they've gone a little soft when it comes to these training camp practices, which was a criticism of Mayo a year ago. Like, I'm sure if Mayo did this, I'd be more all over it if I'm being consistent.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'd be more critical of it. Terrell Williams was back at practice today. As we told you, he left early yesterday, treated for dehydration. He was out there in a bucket hat today. Maybe a little more coverage, keeping the heat off. Certainly cooler out there today. We're also seeing some players in attendance today. Carlton Davis has been there for all of the walkthroughs and the first practice. He was there today. But has not been there for anything in pads outside of the very first day of camp. So something to monitor, but he's been out there for all the walkthroughs. Morgan Moses was not today.
Yeah.
Andrew Callahan was asked why on Twitter. Callahan said, the way the coaching staff has treated walkthroughs like a dress rehearsal for a bigger practice the next day. He says, so if the Patriots are planning to manage Moses' workload tomorrow in full pads versus Washington, as they have all summer, no real reason to have him walk through today. I don't really get that. Why would you have him? That's not managing any reps. These weren't real reps today.
No.
What are you managing?
Well, is it that, or is it let's get some of the guys ready that are actually going to play tomorrow
good
and
theory.
On Friday?
Good theory. Maybe it's more of that. Okay, good point. Mark Daniels had an observation, and again, these were very light reps today, but he said the receivers working with Drake May, and I do think this is a shift, he says were Diggs, Douglas, Booty. Those have been consistently the top three receivers.
Yeah.
Then he also listed Williams, Hollins. I would probably have those in a different order, Hollins and then Williams.
Yeah.
And then the sixth guy had been Efton Chisholm. Today it was Javon Baker. And we've
He's outperformed him.
He has.
Yeah.
We've highlighted that Baker is making catch after catch after catch with Dobbs in the second unit. Daniel says Baker's coming off a strong practice. Looks like he's moving up the depth chart with Kendrick Bourne out. So that's something to monitor tomorrow and moving forward. Let's see. Andrew Callahan says Gonzalez, Tavai, and Chasen are all here watching practice, but none of them participated today. No competitive reps, players in hats and sneakers, et cetera. I think that's pretty much all of the takeaways today from, again, what was a very, very, very light practice.
Yeah, but, you know, yesterday they practiced for a long time.
They
and
did.
They were in full pads. So I don't have as much – I don't have the criticism, I guess, that Bedard does about it, because tomorrow I would expect them to fully ramp it up, and it's going to have to be. It's only one day with the Commanders. This isn't like multiple days practicing with the Commanders. So I would expect tomorrow to be pretty exciting and intense.
What's the logic in that, by the way? Is it just you do two of them and you start to see like a bunch of fights and people start getting a little bit of edge to
maybe.
It?
Maybe.
Is that
yeah,
what it is?
I wouldn't be surprised.
You're right.
If
for
it
a
leads
long,
to that.
For a long time, it was like 2 days of joint practice.
So I thought, and then the game.
Correct.
So now they'll ramp it up tomorrow, and then Thursday they'll probably take their foot off the gas, and then Friday we get a game. And, like, you know, I can't imagine how many of the veteran guys, based on how they've been used at practice, are even going to suit up for that game. But I'm really looking forward to seeing all the rookies both tomorrow and on Friday anyway. And then whatever we get of Drake May, I'm looking forward to that. And,
anybody,
you know, some of those other battles that we've seen.
Anybody who they're managing, like Morgan Moses, for instance, I don't need to see at the game on Friday.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him at joint practices. And I'd like to see Carlton Davis at a joint practice. I don't think we're going to, but I'm just saying I would like to see them at that. I don't need to see them in a preseason game.
Right.
I'd like to see them at that. Who are you looking forward to? I asked you this earlier. Who are you looking forward to the most in those joint practices?
So probably Will Campbell. You know, probably Will Campbell. I think you could put it on most of the rookie class. I mean, Wilson looks like he's your starting left guard right now. So what do those guys look like against other competition and a good team in the Commanders too, right? It's not just some schmuck team like that they faced during the regular season. This is one of the better teams in football.
I should know this. Who are their? They just signed Von Miller, right? So who are their pass rushers over there?
Oh, that's a good question.
I should know this, but it'll be interesting.
They give
to see
Allen all that money, or I don't know, let me double check.
Oh yeah, well those are more interior guys though, right?
Yeah,
Jonathan
true,
Allen,
true, true, true.
And they have a couple of those guys from Alabama, right? That they've taken in the last
few
years. Daron Payne maybe is another one.
Yeah, they have Dietrich Wise.
Oh, nice.
They have Dietrich Wise.
Long levers.
So they have Payne in Kinlaw.
Allen. Oh, Kinlaw. Okay.
Yeah, up the middle. It says here Dorrance Armstrong.
Okay.
Not as familiar with him. They do have Von Miller. They do have Bobby Wagner. Will Harris, strong safety. They got Marshawn Lattimore as one of their corners.
Yeah, so I mean, look.
It's not amazing, but it's good.
Well, and it's
just different.
It's exactly. It's a look at somebody you're not seeing every single day. And no offense, but they're all more proven than the Keon Whites of the world.
Well, so a couple things, too.
And Kalavon Chaisons of the world, who have been eating them up.
Right, and after Gonzalez went down last Monday, these receivers haven't gone up against great corners, so like this will be a step up from them. So if you do see Kayshon Booty continue to have good
On Marshawn Lattimore,
yeah, great, like that's awesome.
As opposed to he can't even get open against DJ James, who's at a good camp. Yeah. It'll be telling if he can do that against Lattimore.
And then flip side is true. If Chaisson and Keon White and those guys get stonewalled, then we're gonna be like, oh no, like that looks worse.
Good point.
Transitive property, I believe it would be.
Good point.
Laramie Tunsil on the Commanders. I don't know how much. So, again, like we're talking about the veteran guys that are getting managed here. I don't know. We'll see. We know the Terry McLaurin situation, but as far as some of their other guys, I don't know how much Dan Quinn is like playing them versus not playing them, but you know, we'll find out tomorrow.
I mean, the experience of joint practices is the guys that are typically out there.
Yeah.
Guys that are cleared to go are typically out there. Maybe less. I want to see him against a different defense. With some high-level players. So that's who I'd be looking forward to. Will Campbell's a great one. We're all going to be curious if Drake May can turn around the trajectory of these last couple of practices. A bad scrimmage in the stadium on Friday and a poor day in the red zone yesterday against the Patriots' quote-unquote first-team defense, which doesn't have Christian Gonzalez or Carlton Davis out there and hasn't for a while. 617-779-7937. You can jump in there on our Patriots discussion. Red Sox as well. We'll circle back to some phone calls. We got Kiefer Madness at 1245. Tommy Curran with his takeaways through 11 days of training camp coming up at 1 o'clock on a Tom E. Tuesday. Coming up next, Keith.
Yes.
We were supposed to talk to Bill Belichick consigliere, North Carolina GM Mike Lombardi.
That's right. Football genius, I believe.
He would refer to himself. Now, we were supposed to.
What happened?
Talk to Mike Lombardi at High Noon. Good question. What happened?
Okay.
We'll tell you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.